Trying to respond to community outrage over last year's raids on journalists, the Department of Home Affairs has a new plan. It's proposed a new watchdog to help decide whether police should be allowed to conduct raids like the ones on the ABC and a News Corp journalist's home in 2019. We'll get a top barrister's view on that shortly, but here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Three journalists are still facing potential criminal charges after two dramatic police raids last year. A public backlash is leading the government to think about a better way forward, and a clue about that thinking came today. The Department of Home Affairs is proposing what it's calling a notice to produce system, where police have to go to an independent watchdog before conducting raids on media organisations or their journalists. But the Minister of Home Affairs, Peter Dutton, is watching and waiting before giving the idea his blessing.
There is a new approach. I think there's been a lot of work to the Attorney's credit, to the Prime Minister's credit, to the credit of the Commissioner as well, to work with media organisations to try and find what is a sustainable common sense way forward. And I don't want to comment further in relation to submissions to the PJCIS or to other parts of that process, not just at the moment.
Is the government looking to adopt it as a policy?
Well, again, I just don't want to comment at this stage.
Right now, police already have to get a warrant for the sort of raids they conducted last year. The opposition's wondering how the Home Affairs Department's proposal would be any different. Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus spoke to Friday Briefing on the ABC News Channel.
Saying that they're going to be independent issuing authorities is not a change from now, where you need to go to an independent authority to get a search warrant.
It's been 6 months since a parliamentary inquiry into press freedom was established to look into the raids. It suspended hearings 3 months ago while it waited for the Department of Home Affairs to come up with a proposal to better protect journalists. That, says Mark Dreyfus, now looks to have been a waste of the parliament's time.
This is the best that the government can come up with after 6 months. The government's clearly not serious about protecting the vital role that journalists play in our democracy.
And he says there's no suggestion the new proposal would have done much to stop last year's raids from going ahead.
They're saying police raids, yes, that can still happen. Charging of journalists, yes, that can still happen. They're not prepared to countenance what I say are very practical proposals that have been put forward by the Right to Know Coalition.
That's the campaign organised by multiple media organisations following the raids on the ABC's headquarters in Sydney last year and on the Canberra home of News Corp political correspondent Annika Smethurst. It's proposed what's called a contested warrant system, like that which operates in the United Kingdom, where media organisations would get to argue their case before a warrant for a raid is issued. Home Affairs Department Assistant Secretary Hamish Hansford, appearing at an unrelated inquiry today, said the department's been busy working through that idea.
It took us some time to work with the Australian Federal Police to explore what a contested warrant would look like. You pointed us, I think, in your questions at the Press Freedom Inquiry to the design of the UK regime. We looked in depth at the UK regime.
And it appears during that process, the new proposal for a new watchdog was created instead.
If the committee was minded to make a recommendation about a notice to produce regime, which is outlined in the submission as opposed to a contested warrant regime, what that would look like, the impact it might have on the Australian Federal Police, what are the policy considerations. Obviously, there was a range of discussions.
Home Affairs Department official Hamish Hansford, Tom Eagledon with that report.